Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the B-A-Q-A, the B-A-Q-A, the B-A-Q-A, Monday, the B-A-Q-A, Tiffany, the B-A-Q-A, Okay, it's Brand Ambition Question Answers. You have questions, we have some answers, although we are not your doctor, we're not your attorney, your financial advisor. Basically, you don't pay us to answer questions. Mm-hmm. So that means that this is not professional question answers. More entertainment, although we are two smart, brilliant, beautiful brown girls. But you're going to use the smallest grain of salt, and then you're going to lean into the people that you do pay for the rest of the information you need. Okay? AKA, sue your grandmother, not us.
All right. Our first question comes from a listener. Sounds spicy. Cayenne. Cayenne. All right. She says, hey, Mandy and Tiffany, I've been listening to you both for about 2 years now, and I absolutely love the show. You're both so funny, and even when it doesn't relate to me at all, I just feel so much better after listening to my two besties who don't know I exist. Yes, we do. Aww. Cayenne. Okay. That's so sweet. All right. She says, I am an immigrant from Jamaica, and we came here after losing our business to COVID. We basically lost everything. Well, we still have our house, but we also have a lot of debt and no savings and no retirement. I've been burying my head in the sand for far too long. I'm 46. My husband's 48. He's working full time again, but only making about 65K. I work from home and make about 30K. We have two kids, one in private school on a scholarship. Okay. And part of the reason that we moved here, but it's still expensive. Basically, I'm feeling overwhelmed all the time, and I don't know where to start to get out of debt, to save, to get financially independent, and to plan for retirement, which isn't far away. Seriously, what should I do? Woof. She's only been here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Lost her business to COVID.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Go for it.
But they still have your house, which is awesome. So first, we're going to be grateful for the things we do have, but it also acknowledge the things that we don't, right? And so, okay. Well, working from home, just looking.
No place like America to make you feel like you
don't
have.
What I would say is that there's only one or two ways to have more money, right? You either have to spend less or you have to make more. That's just it. There's no other magical way. And, you know, although I'm the budgetista, I don't know your personal finances. So I like to kind of typically start just to do a scan of like, is there any place where I might be overspending that I'm like not really acknowledging, like that I'm overspending? So maybe sit down with your partner and just take a look, like, do we really need this? Can we, you know, can we trade in the car for something with a smaller, you know, payment? Can we refinance, you know? Well, I don't know about these days because, you know, the interest rates are crazy. But I would just start there is that like, let me look at what my life's costing me. And is there any place where especially the obvious places where I can make financial adjustments. So that's one. And then, and probably most importantly, asking yourself, are there ways to make additional income or increase the income where you're currently making? And so Mandy will tell you, like, you know, one of the best places to make more money is at your job. I'm sure Mandy's going to go over hopefully some negotiating tactics for asking for more money. Do you have like a brag book or GoMe file that kind of illustrates your Oprah, the value, the overwhelming value that you bring to the table? So you can go in asking for more money. Is your LinkedIn updated in a way that, you know, you can apply for another job that maybe similar skill set, but you can make more money? And so those are the places that I would start. I wouldn't, you know, if you are already feeling tight and you're like, we really don't overspend, then don't spend a lot of time on cutting back. If you really feel confident you're not hugely overspending, but everyone is spending a little bit, you know, like more than what's necessary. And that's okay. But I would lean a lot of my time and energy into like learning and figuring out how we can make additional income so you can create that space. And in the beginning, it's really just, I mean, I don't know if you're making enough to cover your basic bills. It sounds like if you're leaning on debt a lot, that's not necessarily the case. So first order of business, getting clear about how much money you need to make to cover your basic bills. Once you get that income coming in, you can start to put your debt on kind of like an automated system for yourself. Look into the snowball method and the avalanche method at the paying down debt. And once you get pretty secure on that, then you can start to look into setting aside money for savings and retirement, especially the retirement component. Because you're not quite over 50 yet, but once you get over 50,
she's only 46.
Oh, for somebody, I saw 48. Okay. Her husband's 48.
That's her hubby.
You know, so you can start to think about in 2 years, he will be able to do something called catch-up contributions, which means not only can you contribute, you know, your regular retirement max amount, but then you can also contribute above and beyond that. You know, so that would be my aim is to make more money, cut back, you know, by looking at what I'm currently spending, make more money by either looking for another job, asking for a raise, you know, you don't always necessarily have to have a side hustle. I know that can be really stressful, especially if you're overwhelmed. You know, once you get to a safer space, starting to save and set aside for, you know, for retirement. I know this is hard because sometimes these days you just be like, it'll never get better. And I just hope you give yourself a little grace and space and make sure you don't do this alone. Mm-hmm. And if you just need some like support, I have this free group called the Dream Catchers with an S group. It's just other, mm-hmm. mostly women, but we have some guys in there who are navigating similar circumstances. Because really the answer these days to personal finance is that you can't do it alone. You know, you need community.
There's no shortcut.
Yeah, you need community. And so
I think the internet will have you out here thinking there's shortcuts.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do this really quickly.
Yeah.
It takes you a long, like, you built a business.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're American citizens, too, and if that changes any of the rules around investing.
Mm.
I mean, they're here, so I'm guessing. She said, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I don't know either.
But my first thing is you're making $30,000 working from home, and you started that up. You've only been here a couple of years. I'm just like, You're starting from scratch in a lot of ways. My question around the debt, mm-hmm. Tiffany, is at what point when you're starting over, you've lost a business. I'm like, why can't you file bankruptcy, restructure some of that debt, you know, get some of the debts off your, you know, off your books? Yes, it will tank mm-hmm. your credit. And there's all these downsides, of course, but
it used to be bankruptcy will wipe you clean, you know? So, but these days, sometimes they want you to be damn near broke. Like, they're like, get rid of everything. Yeah, well, some like, you know, it's sometimes it's like you, they're only let you have a certain amount of money left over because they're like, you're not gonna file for bankruptcy and have all this money, you know, which you might not. So that's something certainly like if the debt is that's the result of the business, maybe the business files for bankruptcy. I don't know what type of business entity that you have, but that is a potential. I don't know what so much debt is. Is it 30,000? Is it 300,000? Is it student loan debt, you know, federal student loan debt that doesn't qualify for bankruptcy? Dismissal. So looking at that debt and really getting an understanding about who do you owe and can you call and negotiate maybe like a pause in payments? It's really going to be step by step.
It's like all the COVID relief programs.
Yes.
Yeah. The COVID relief programs are kind of done. And since you're an immigrant, I just don't know what the eligibility like requirements are and all of that. But you had the house in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot, you know, people who live in Jamaica, it's not all like a luxury condo on the beach, mm-hmm. but could you rent to get some income, even if, you know, just rent it out potentially to drum up some income? And I wouldn't say sell because I imagine it must be really hard to sell your home. That's the last thing you have left, right? But as far as like negotiating for more, you're only making $30,000. I mean, I hate to say only, mm-hmm. you're working from home. I wish we had more details, but what are you doing and how can you ramp it up? And I think you'll be able to think more clearly if you just like take a breath and give yourself permission for this to take a little bit of time. You haven't said that you guys aren't able to like pay your rent or whatever it is. Like you're able to keep, it sounds like you're just like, you're making ends meet, but it's, you have this like, this cloud hanging over you, which is like retirement, saving, debt. If you're making ends meet, just like, that's okay. The most important thing is for you to have savings set aside so that you guys can cover your own, you mm-hmm. know? And then I would say look at what types of debt you have. Maybe get in touch with a credit counseling organization like the NFCC, National Foundation for Credit.
Yeah, .org.
NFCC or whatever. Does she say where she lives in the U.S.? Because there may be some state programs, community programs. Don't be afraid to reach out a hand and ask for help and look for resources. You're in a place now where you're going to need to open up, ask for help. You're feeling overwhelmed because I think you are maybe doing it alone. Yeah. You know, does your husband, are you open with each other about how you're feeling? Can you find do you have family here? Who can you lean into in your community so that you're not doing it alone? And I love Tiff, your tip about joining the Dream Catchers, because this is not going to be an easy road out. The only way is through. I just don't want you to start beating yourself up with the idea that it has to all be happening right now, because the reality is that it probably can't. You are going to have to make more money from your business or find other sources of income. Your husband, maybe he will, after he gets, this work experience, he can find another job and negotiate for more and increase his income that way. But it's not something you can snap your fingers and do immediately, which may be frustrating, but we keep it 100. You just have to make a plan, execute that plan. Whatever the plan is, make a plan. A credit counselor can help you make that plan.
And also Made Whole, I'm going to plug the new book. It'll be with a step-by-step plan to what I call financial wholeness. MadeWholeWorkbook.com, if you will.
Please do.
Well, hopefully this was helpful.
Read Tiff's book. We're going to take a quick break.
Yes, I will be back and blacker than ever. All right, bye. Not bye. See you in a minute.
Hey, BA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brownambition. Just go to Indeed.com/brownambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brownambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Hey, BA fam, our fellow entrepreneurs and creatives, this message is sponsored by Squarespace. It is the ultimate toolkit for crafting your online presence. With Squarespace, it's really about more than just building a website. It's about shaping your online identity and making your mark. So say goodbye to checkout headaches with Squarespace's flexible payment options. From credit cards to Apple Pay, they've got you covered. And if you live in an eligible country, they offer buy now, pay later options with Afterpay and ClearPay, which means that your customers have even more ways to purchase your product. So head over to squarespace.com and kickstart your journey with a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, don't forget to use our link squarespace.com/brownambition to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just visit squarespace.com/brownambition to get your discount today. Remember, your online success story begins with Squarespace. So what are you waiting for? Let's build something extraordinary together.
And we're black and back. So this is funny because this question is from Oldish and Unsure. I love this because first of all, Oldish, you ain't Oldish. You're only 39 years old, girl. Don't make me feel old. I have a question. My job, not career, she specified, right? Offers a 401k, but no employer match. We was just talking about this. And I have almost been there 1 year and was automatically set up to deduct 3% from my paycheck to go to the 401k. Okay. In my latest statement, glad you're looking at it, I noticed each quarter I'm being charged administrative fees. How many of y'all didn't realize that you get admin fees on your 401k? Really, any retirement investment account is typically going to have some sort of fees. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which total $25, so $100 a year. I'm 39 and have a Roth IRA and several mutual funds established for my retirement. Should I continue to invest the $83 per paycheck in my 401k, or should I automate that amount and then some to a pre-existing Roth or mutual fund? Now, like I said prior, Oldish and Unsure. We're not going to call you Oldish. We're going to call you Fabulous but Unsure. Okay, because you're 39, sis. I'm 42. Don't do this to us. Don't do this. So Unsure, I don't really like employment. I don't really like 401ks or making 401ks a priority if there's no match. So to answer your question, I honestly, especially now that these, you know, you have these admin fees, which is not going to offset anything. So, you know, if you're putting in, let's just say 83, you know, what is that times? Let's do the math.
We're mathing today. Right now,
so 83 times 12 is 996. So basically $1,000 a year is what you're putting in. And of the 1,000, they're taking 10% in fees. So in order for you to come up, you would have to make more than 10% on your investments, right? Because you're putting in 1,000, you're losing 100. 100 is 10% of 1,000. That means your money would have to grow beyond that loss in administration fees, which the average, the market has been averaging for the last 100 years, 8 to 10%. So you're going to end up like net even, right? So like the money you put in is literally the money you'll get out. It's looking like instead of a 401k plan, you're looking like you put money in a savings account. Not even, because savings accounts these days are at least giving you 1%. Sis. So I would, if it's $83.
I'm so glad she's actually read her fine print.
Girl, I'm proud of you, honestly, yeah. Unsure-ish. We're going to call you smart but unsure. Mm-hmm. That, yes, I would redirect the 83 someplace else, and I would not consider that 401k, again, unless I had enough to offset the administrative fees. So if I was putting in, say if you were putting in $400 a month, you know, then the administrative fees would be a smaller percentage of what you put in, and it might make sense. So
Is exactly why I don't even love like some investing apps, because they have like a dollar amount fee that they charge, which if you're investing your pocket change, that's a big, like Tiffany said, when you break it down by the fee divided by what you're actually investing, like it's a big amount of fee. So I can't even think, but I would say, just like Tiffany said earlier to our previous, I almost said caller, to our previous listener about going to like Magnify Money, but going and doing your Googles and research to find a brokerage account and being realistic about how much you can contribute and then see what kind of fees they have. Because the fee may be different depending on like how much you're going to contribute each month. Might be a little bit more if you're contributing less, and then less if you're contributing more. It's twisted and rude of them to do it that way, but that's how a lot of them, that's how it bees sometimes. But that's a really good question. Thank you. What are we calling her? Smart but unsure.
Yes, smart but unsure.
Savvy and unsure.
We well, have a really, a- really, really quick question. Yes. You want to do that one?
We on the same page. Yeah, let's get Yesenia. I love this name from IG. Yesenia says, should I max out my Roth IRA before investing in a brokerage account? I'm not sure that I can do both right now.
Excellent. It's about damn time. Hit a minute, hit a minute.
What the spirit of Lizzo was here with us.
I know.
Yeah, I think that that's a good idea. I mean, with a, there's some benefits to a Roth IRA that you're not going to get from a traditional brokerage account. The main one is, so when you're contributing to a Roth, you're using money that you've already paid taxes on and you're putting it into a Roth. The limit is like $6,500. Depends on your age. It can be a little bit more. But with a Roth IRA, it's a lot more flexible than a brokerage account. So the money that you put in, because you've already paid taxes on it, one of the big benefits is that if, and I'm not saying you should, but if you needed to dip into your Roth IRA in the future, you'd be able to take out your contribution without getting hit with like tax penalties and fees. So that's one benefit that it has over a brokerage account. And, you know, the cap on a Roth IRA being like what it is now, $6,500 to $7,000, you know, obviously not knowing how much you have to put aside, but if you're able to, yeah, hit that cap and then you can at least feel good like, okay, I've ticked this box, and you can take your whatever proceeds you have left over and shift that into a brokerage account at that point.
I think like
Here's
the thing I always say, like to me, there's two purposes of investing, investing for retirement and investing for wealth. And I think that you should prioritize always investing for retirement first, because one day your 80-year-old self is going to be like, oh, wow. So because of you, I'm eating, you know, I'm fighting these birds at the park for these breadcrumbs. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to put our older self in a position to have to work so hard because our younger self was like, ooh, yikes, my bad. So because it's your younger self's job to look after your older self. So, you know, I want you to prioritize investing for retirement first. Typically, when people put money in a brokerage account, they're investing for wealth, which is what we want you to get to. But that's after you've done the foundational work of investing for retirement. And a Roth IRA is retirement investing. That's the purpose of it. And to Mandy's point, you put money in after tax and you get to withdraw it later, you know, tax-free, because one, you've gotten taxed on what you contribute already, but also the growth you get to pull out tax-free as well. So there's a huge benefit to a Roth, and there's an income max. So I think last time I checked, it was like $125,000 a year if you make more than that. Although there's some ways around it with like a backdoor Roth and yada, yada, yada. You would sit down with your financial advisor for that. But on the surface, there's an income max of, I think it's $125,000. At least that's what it was like last year, the year before. So, you know, you might over time start making more than that. So you want to take advantage of that while you can. So just in general for everyone, take care of your retirement first. After you've taken care of that, then start looking to invest for wealth. Retirement means you get to take care of your older self. Investing for wealth means you get to leave a legacy and then increase your lifestyle now. But you, as a younger person, younger than your older self, can wait on the luxurious life, whereas your older self cannot wait on basic accommodations and living. So take care of that old self, okay? Mm-hmm.
Dang, but I want nice things now.
I know you can have nice things, but you got to make sure that, like, because I call my older self Wanda. Yeah. And I'm like, you got to make sure Wanda is good, because Wanda's like, I know they're going well. She not have sushi again. So she eats sushi and I eat bologna. Got it.
Oh, no. I'm going to think about myself fighting for breadcrumbs from the pigeons in the park the next time Rio's like, I want that new tuck.
Oh, like, do you want mommy to fight for breadcrumbs at the park? Do you?
Gonna be like, what? Give me the truck, lady. I'm gonna throw a fit here. Make it look like a bad mom from everybody. Oh my goodness.
So we hope you enjoyed the BAQA. If you have questions, we certainly will try our best to answer some. You can hit us up on Insta in the DMs, or even just in the comments at Brand Ambition Pod. Is it pod or podcast on Insta?
Podcast.
Right, Brand Ambition Podcast on Insta.
Our full government
name. We
are
the BA Podcast on Twitter. And we are brandambitionpodcast.com. You can click like an Ask Us Anything button and we'll try our best to get to your questions. If you want to be remain anonymous, we will allow it, but we prefer if you give us a fun name to call you. Sparkling
Water. You
don't
want to be Gertrude, do you?
Exactly. Because if you don't give us a name, I'm going to give you a name.
It ain't going to be cute either.
Oh, well, hopefully the baby will give you some peace. He's like, I don't want peace. I want problems.
I really didn't know if I was going to get through today's show. So thank you, Tiffany, and everyone else for being very patient. And yeah, my nerves are shot and it's all right. How many more hours till bedtime? 7. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.